Blog Talk Radio.
We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand,
lifting hands,
and God save us. We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a
hand,
remembering God save us.
You know, it seems like we've all been conditioned by calendars and dates.
I want you to hear what I'm saying.
But there's no time,
no,
like the present,
no time
to give love,
to give love,
and not hate.
Just give love.
And if we could just...
audience, and welcome once again to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, The Reality of the Creator. Well, thank you for joining us this morning as we bring to you another wonderful and profound discussion from Imam Shahid Shabazz. Today's discussion will be Signs of the Hour. Signs of the Hour. That's something for all of us to sit and think about. What are these signs? And what do we mean by the hour? The doctrine of personal responsibility is core and purpose of life. It's the core and purpose of life, forgive me. I find I'm a little hoarse. I hadn't spoken this morning so far. This allergy really has me, so I'm going to do my best to try to explain what it is that we'll be discussing today. I have a little hoarseness in my voice. See if you can just bear with me. The doctrine of personal responsibility is the core and purpose of life as individuals. We are fully responsible for our own acts and conduct. Life is in good morality. Good morality is like flowing water. Flowing water purifies itself. Pure water becomes polluted and unfit to drink. Our life foundation is based on this type of understanding. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, "Righteousness is good morality. Moral excellence will bring the world back to God consciousness. Morality is emphasized because life begins in water. Even as a human baby, our life begins in water. Our Creator Allah made us pure in heart. This purity of heart is for us to stay connected with Allah. For Allah says in the Holy Quran, that it is not our wealth or our material things that will bring us closer to Him. He says it is only our faith and right deeds. Also, Allah says that when we pray to Him, that prayer has to be followed up by righteous work in order for Him to accept our prayer. Prophet Muhammad said, righteousness is good morality for human beings. It's like running water. It purifies itself. But if we don't practice good morality, our life will become polluted and we will die. When you get caught up in the vanities of this world, you become polluted and corrupt. So as you can see, we have a very, very interesting discussion today, and a very, very strong discussion. We want you to just sit back. I'm trying to bring on Imam Shabazz. I don't know what's happening today. Switchboard doesn't seem to be working properly. Every time I hit it to bring him on, he seems to go off. Imam Shabazz. Imam Shahid Shabazz. Yes, I think they put him back on now. All right, look like he's coming on. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
All right, yes. We have a problem for a minute there getting you on the air, but you are on now. I'm a little hoarse this morning. I didn't realize that this allergy is really getting next to me. Spring allergies. So I have given the summary. Were you able to hear it?
Yes.
All right. So I apologize for anything that might have been said that wasn't clear and understood. But I have introduced the show, and I am bringing you on now to continue with the discussion. And I'm Shahid Shabab.
Assalamu alaikum to the listening people, listening audience. We want to greet you in the greetings of peace from the Creator, Allah, our Creator, Lord, Sustainer. His peace is what keep everything in order. And so we want to greet you with peace, perchance that his peace might enter your heart and you begin to wake up to the order, ordered life that he created for you. It's through his peace and his love and mercy and grace. So we open with prayer. With Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. Praise be to all praises due to Allah, the cherisher and sustainer of the worlds, most gracious, most merciful, master ruler of the day of judgment. Thee alone do we worship, and thine aid we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those on whom thou hast bestowed thy favor and grace, those whose portion is not wrath, and who go not astray. Now, I greet you again. Assalamu alaikum. And Ramadan Mubarak to all of you fasting Muslims that can hear me on this program and all of you who can hear me all over the world. May Allah bless you with a blessed Ramadan and bless you to come out better than you went in. Better in your conduct, your moral conduct, so that you can be an example to help change the world, because a picture is worth a thousand words. So if we just live this beautiful deen way of life as we're supposed to, it will draw other good people to it. And it's doing that. Matter of fact, it's doing it faster than ever. But we can make even more progress if we accelerate our efforts every day, my Muslim brothers and sisters in particular. Yes, we're talking about the signs of the hour of the day of judgment. You know, we all was created as human beings. Allah said our life, Allah said our death, and our resurrection is only as an individual soul. And often in the Quran, Allah mentions about the day of judgment. If you don't believe in the day of judgment, you can be Muslim, Christian, whatever you want to call yourself. If you don't believe in the day of judgment, you don't believe in Allah. Because you put it together. You don't believe in the day of judgment. You don't believe that you got to answer for all of these evils and bad things in this evil world. You think you're getting away with them. You're not getting away with anything. You was put here by Allah, created to be tested with good and evil, to see which of you would be best in conduct. And if you don't get the best conduct out of this life and live and die a righteous believer in Allah as he created you, you will not go back to Allah after the resurrection and judgment. You cannot come back to Allah to whom you come from. You will go to the hellfire. That's very important. The first sign of the hour I want to mention to you is by the Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him. And he says, truly, before the hour there will be trials, fitna, that is temptation, evil, that will be like pieces of dark night. a man will wake up during the a believer in the morning and will become a disbeliever by nightfall. We see that right now, don't we? And a man will be a believer at night and wake up in the morning as a kafir, a disbeliever. Those are one of the signs. Yes. And the last part of this Ummah nation will be afflicted with trials. Prophet Muhammad said the last part of his Ummah, the Muslims all over the world, and we see it, they are afflicted with trials. He said they will be afflicted with trials. We're in the last hours, brothers and sisters. Here it is. Truly, this Ummah, the Prophet said of yours, has been given its cure, well-being, in its first part. Its early days, its last part, the latter times, will be afflicted, with a test and matters that you all despise. The evil calamity will come, and some part of it will make others seem light, L-I-G-H-T. The evil calamity will come, and the believers will say, in it is my destruction. Check it out. When these calamities come, the believer, the prophet say, a great man of the believers will say, most of them, this calamity is coming to get me, because they know they ain't living right. They know they caught up in this dunya. Huh? And they fear the calamity just like the other kafirs do. So then it will go, and next evil calamities will come, and the believers will say, yeah, again, this is it. No, they will say, this is it. This is it. They will say that two times. This is it. This is it. So whoever would like to be saved from the hellfire and enter into paradise, then let his or her desire be for death. Come to him while he believes in Allah and the last day. So you see there, that's clear. We should be conscious and more conscientious now, because we're in the last signs of the hour before Allah destroys this whole universe and bring in Isha in his world, his eternal world, where we all will be judged. So this is why you see Muslims doing all the things they're doing. Another thing, and I'll give somebody else a chance to just comment on this, it is the wish for death. Prophet Muhammad said, a man will pass by a grave of another man and wallow in its dirt in sorrow due to the severity of the evils and the alteration of the Shahada, the Islamic law. He will then say, if only I were in the place of the man in this grave, and there will be nothing wrong with this man other than his anguish due to these trials. A time will come upon you all that if one of you found death for sale, he will surely purchase it. I'm through for now. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Wa alaikum assalam. You can't speak. We are going to have a heavy discussion today. Beautiful, beautiful. And then Shabazz is coming on strong. Letting us know what time it is, what hour it is, what we mean about the hour that we are in. And he's giving us some profound information for us to think about and realize that the time is shorter now than it has ever been before. Each day is bringing us closer to our destination. The road we're traveling on, they're coming to an end. And that's just not like it has been now, more than ever. We have so much going on. We even have youth that are just going into schools and killing up people by numbers. Things are happening in numbers now that we are leaving this earth. Not one by one, every now and then do you hear somebody who's returned to the Creator, but you're hearing about them in numbers. That's a sign of the time. And I don't want to hold this any longer. I do want to let you know that if you just came in, you are listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Chabal, The Reality of the Creator. We thank you for joining us this morning, and we pray that you will get just what you came for and spread the word. I do have another guest speaker on here. That's the 336-762-2858. Could you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from?
Assalamu alaikum, Muslims.
Walaikum
assalam.
I'm Kareem.
My name is Idris Abdul Sabor, and I'm calling from High Point, North Carolina. It's a pleasure to be on the radio today. And every week I try to get on here. The topic today is a beautiful topic, signs of the hour. And, you know, we talk about the signs of the hour, and the law says that, you know, closer and closer to the day, you know, we come and we are heedless to it, you know. And it's a shame, you know, that for a lot of people, their whole lifetime goes by without having done anything useful or accomplished anything in life, you know, and we chase after so many things, and many of the things that we chase after, they're valueless. They don't have any meaning or anything, you know, like Allah says in Quran that it's just plain amusement, you know, and yet, you know, for a lot of us, we still hold on to it, you know, and we don't realize that, you know, it's the trials of the world that is the test that Allah has placed upon us, and we chase after these things like a shadow, where we, you know, the more we chase after it, the faster it runs away from us, and when we walk away from it, it follows us. You know, it's like a shadow. You know, so my question to Imam Shahid is, you know, with all of this, you know, we talk about knowledge. You know, what part of all this knowledge is most necessary for the believer, for mankind, you know, and what's most useful, you know, and what knowledge will come to our rescue, you know, in the hours of the hereafter. And I sign off with those two questions that I asked Brother Imam. Those two questions, what part of this knowledge of Quran, you know, and Islam is most necessary for us, and what knowledge will come to us as a rescue for us, you know, on that day of reckoning. And I sign on. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. I'm hoping I heard you clear. And if I did, I will. I'm going to go ahead on and speak on it, respond. If I didn't, you can correct me. Now, my understanding of what you just said, one of the major signs of the hour of judgment, and people forgetting about dying, being resurrected, and being judged before their Creator for their life in this world, is that Allah says in the Quran, remember me, and I will remember you. Mm-hmm. So most of the people in the world have forgot Allah. And Allah say another thing is that, you know, the day of judgment, he say that's going to be a day where, like no other day, it's going to be a day where he say there's going to be great terror in the hearts of people because they don't want to go to the hellfire. And in the Quran, Allah, he says, fear me, Allah. He says, fear me, your God and your Lord. And then he says, fear the fire. A lot of Muslim leaders don't emphasize that enough. He says, fear the fire.
Mm.
So, you know, with that consciousness, See, you got to be serious, though, Brother Idris. See, most people are not serious about the hereafter. They so, this is what I'm reading in some of the signs, they caught up into what they see. Most Muslims have gone astray, and they, this is in the signs right here, too. That's what the prophet said. My ummah would go astray. They would be caught up into what? The dunya. He said, the last of my ummah, we're the last. He said, they will be caught up into the dunya. And that is a sign. That's a message that people need to understand, that Prophet Muhammad said also in the Hadith, prayers and peace be upon him. He said, the believer in Allah should live in this world as though we were just passing through.
Okay.
We should not become comfortable here.
Okay.
He said, because this right here is only a journey, a trial, and a journey to test our faith to see if we qualify to get back to our destination, which is in the hereafter with Allah.
Alhamdulillah.
So I hope that those statements somewhat answered enough to satisfy you and others.
Yes, it does, Akik. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yes, alhamdulillah, it does. And, you know, may Allah protect us against learning, you know, useless knowledge. May, you know, he safeguard us against the heart. Don't fear him, you know, and may he protect us from our own souls, our own nafs, you know, that won't be satisfied with these worldly things, you know, and may he protect us against, you know, eyes that won't cry for Allah and against a prayer that won't be accepted from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yes. I mean.
And I turn it back over to the listening people and yourself. Assalamu alaikum.
Okay. Wa alaikum salam, Brother Idris. And I turn it back over to the co-host to see if we have any more guests.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. Yes, we do have some more guests. I was trying to see. They haven't really been on that long. I don't know how much of the conversation they have heard so far, the discussion. We'll call a number. If they're not ready, they can just let us know, and we will give them a chance to hear more about what the discussion is about. The number is 336-972-2769. Could you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from?
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam. Ramadan Mubarak.
Ramadan Kareem. My name is Naeem Abdul Salam. I'm calling out of Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
Glad to have you on, brother.
Yeah. Glad to be here.
Is there any questions or comments, brother, that so far you would like to make or ask? If you haven't heard enough of the discussion, then we can have Imam Shahid Shabbat to go on further with the teaching for today.
At this point, no questions, sister. Just want for listening purposes at the moment, if I do have something to arise, however, I will answer it. So the brother can continue on.
Okay, we'll do that, my brother, and thank you. Another sign, that's a powerful sign, that Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, said, he said, in the last hours of our time, are the signs of the last hours of our life in this world. He said it will be an increase of number of earthquakes. He said from the sign of the final hour is an increase, again, number of earthquakes. And he say the shrinking of the earth occurring in the east, the west, and the Arabian Peninsula. Now, we've been seeing more earthquakes now over the last 20 years than we ever seen before. All over, and as Allah say, in the East, the West, and the Arabian Peninsula. We've been had all these tsunamis and these earthquakes. We had an earthquake right here in North Carolina, but we had never had an earthquake recently. So these are the signs to let you know. And then last night it was thundering, and it started lightning, and it was raining. And I say, I love that a lot, because I say the people can walk around here and ignore your signs, like, you know, just say on a daily basis. But when you cause it to thunder and lightning and bring in hurricanes and tornado, they can't ignore that, because they know they can be destroyed by that. So in the final hour, you say people will forget Allah altogether. Most people, 999 out of every 1,000 will forget Allah, and only one person out of 1,000 would remember Allah and fear Allah and strive to fulfill Allah's will, which is to work for freedom, justice, and equality, and righteousness, Allah's righteousness on this earth. Allah say another sign, his prophet Muhammad, Allah and his prophet, they say animals will speak. Say wild predators, animals, will speak to humans. And the tail of a man's whip and the strap of his sandal will speak to him. A man's thigh will inform him of what is happening with his family after he left them at home. A beast will come out to the people in the morning light, the forenoon, and will speak to the people, because the people in that time will not have sure belief in the signs of Allah. It says also the time will pass quickly. You know we're in the last days. All of you know that. You see that. It says the time will pass quickly. It says also the time will become shorter. A year will be like a month. Oh, look at that. It says a year will be like a month, pass like a month, and a month will be like a week. And I see that right now. I see it. Say a week will be like a day, and a day will be like an hour, and an hour will be like the burning of dried palm leaves, a matter of seconds. It says women will increase in numbers. It says the number of women will increase, whereas the number of men will decrease. We see this. This will result in 50. Let me get it right. In subhanAllah, 50 women having only one man to maintain and look after their affair. Can you imagine that? It's here. It's 50 women to every one man. This is very powerful stuff, your brother. I'm telling knowledge. It says here, I'm going to stop right there and give someone a chance to comment, because, you know, that's what the show is all about. I want everybody to get a clear understanding during this greatest month of all, the great month of Ramadan, and which was revealed the Quran in the night of power through the angel Jibreel to Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon them both. To save the world from this destruction that is on the world now, and we're in the last part of the destruction. Once Allah destroys the world this time, He's going to take it out of existence. It will be no more. So this is the most serious time in the life of all human beings since the first human beings was created, Adam and Eve. So we need to take it serious. We don't need to be playing around. We don't need to be joking. We need to live every day. Not every day, but every breath, as if through the next breath, Allah going to send the angel of death to take your soul. If you live like that, you can be guaranteed by Allah you will return back to Him and His Jannah, our eternal paradise. But you must live every day like it's your last day. And it is a lot of people's last day. I was talking to my beautiful older sister about 3 weeks ago, and all of a sudden she just dropped dead. She had a stroke. So we people are leaving fast, and You know, Allah says when people are leaving fast, we should always think about ourselves and say, that could have been me. So I better make sure that I'm ready because that could have been me. I'm going to stop right there. As-salamu alaykum.
Alaykum as-salam. We want to thank you, our radio listening audience, for joining us again this Sunday morning for the radio talk show of Emanuel Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. And today's show is Signs of the Hour. And as you can see, this is a very powerful, very informative discussion today. It's one that's very thought-provoking, and we should give it our attention because this is what they call the hour, the last hour, as you've heard me say and talk about. Which is the same as some say the last days, you know, or the end of time that we're living and is living in. And time offers, but we pay no heed to them because we have been ignoring them, so now having mind. We have everything but our eternal home where we'll be forever. We think we're going to be here forever, and we refuse to accept the fact that we are just passing through. We're passing through. We're on a journey, and we have a purpose. We've been tested on this journey. Signs where we will go for our eternal home, and we need to understand that, because as the saying goes, it's later than you think. Ma'am Shabazz is teaching strongly today. I pray that the guests that we have, which we've been blessed with, which are quite a few, that they are receiving and enjoying the information and are prepared to go on it and comment and ask questions and join us. Give us feedback, too. So we do get now that it's been on for a little while. I'm going to see if this person might be ready to give a comment or ask a question at this time. The number is 336-409-0792. Could you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from?
Excuse me. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My name is Woody Abdul-Karim, and I'm calling, alhamdulillah, I'm calling from Winston-Salem, North Carolina, alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum to everybody who's on today.
Wa alaikum salam, brother. Ramadan Mubarak.
Ramadan Mubarak. Alhamdulillah. You know, I signed in a little bit late. We've been out of power over here in Winston from those storms when you mentioned last night that were thundering through Winston. So I'm sure not everybody is out of power, but we've been out of power since early this morning. So if somebody heard that thunder last night and doesn't believe in Allah in the last day, and that's not somebody I really want to be near. But
there you go.
really, I wouldn't even want to be close to them. I don't want to spend time with them because, you know, you either give dawah or you get dawah. You know, you either around people that are going to remind you about Allah and His signs and the fact that we all have to answer to Him, or you're going to be around people that remind you of something else and call you to something else that they think is important. And, you know, your best friend is going to remind you of something that's important, like the fact that Allah is watching us, that, you know, we're going to have to answer for every single thing we do. And the end times, if you know some of the signs, you would think it's here right now. Because when you started talking about some of the signs, It kind of humbles you and scares you. You know, if you want to cut the grass,
yeah,
you know that, you know, you might not finish cutting the grass. So if you want to listen to music or some Quran when you're cutting the grass, I'd rather listen to some Quran when I'm cutting the grass. So in case this is the last blade of grass I cut, I have some Quran playing in my ear. And one thing that I wanted to, a topic I wanted to bring up and ask the imam to maybe expand on is, a lot of the hadith that you read about the end times, about the last hour, because it's like it's sworn by often. And, you know, the prophet would say, those who believe in the last hour, those who believe in the last day. And often those hadith would say, be good to your neighbor, show hospitality to your neighbor, speak good to people or be quiet. they would always talk about behavior, you know, how we should behave if we fear Allah and the last day. If you know you're going to have to answer to your Lord, and you know that last day you're going to have to answer for every single thing you do unless Allah decides to wipe it off your slate, be good to your neighbor. Show hospitality to your guest. Speak good or be silent. And that responsibility that we have to our neighbor is one that I really admire from Imam Shaheed, because I don't, you know, I'm not always ready to give dawah and tell people about Islam and tell people about, you know, I might have neighbors here. They all know I'm Muslim. I've spoken to them all and told them why I'm dressed this way or why I have a kufi or what's going on at some point. But I'm not really, you know, as motivated as some people are, you know, as easy as it is for some people to give dawah. And when you believe in the end times and all these hadith that I read about the end times, it's usually telling you, hey, your neighbor has some rights on you. You know, your neighbor has rights. And if you believe in these last days, you know, be good to your neighbor. They shouldn't fear you. They shouldn't have to worry about your behavior. Your behavior should be good. Your neighbor should say, hey, that's a good guy next door. I don't care what religion he is. Be hospitable when you invite somebody to your house. And if you don't have anything good to say, like your mama used to say, don't say it. So I was just wondering what the imam might be able to give some maybe some reminders on how we could behave with our neighbors that, you know, would show them better conduct as Muslims, as believers.
Yes, sir. I wanted to let you finish. Will you finish?
Yes, I was, brother. Alhamdulillah. Shukran.
Okay. Thank you very much for the question. What I would want to say, in the Quran, there's an ayah to talk about neighborly needs. Allah speaks in the Quran about what you're saying. He say, you know, be good to your neighbors. He emphasizes that because I want to share this hadith. This will show you how important that being neighborly, I mean helping your neighbor, trying to set an example in your neighborhood so evil won't come in, be so easy to coming in, evil won't even want to come in your neighborhood because it's too much good. Evil can't stay around good. Evil feel good if it's real good. There was a town, Sadith, that Allah sent the angels to destroy it for its wickedness. And Allah, though he's all-knowing, this is for us, he asked the angels, say, is it any Muslims there? They says, one Muslim family stay there. And Allah say, the neighborhood and the city ain't got no better since that one Muslim family been there? The angel said, no, Allah. Allah say, when you go back to destroy that city, start with the Muslim family first. Destroy them first. Now, you might be wondering, well, why is that? Well, common sense and a good reading of understanding the Quran will help you to understand that. Islam is not here for an individual. Islam is here, revealed to Prophet Muhammad 1,400 years ago, for all humanity. You hear Allah speak in the Quran all the time about he's a universal God, creator. And I speak to people a lot about universal love. Allah is universal. And Allah say, if your love is for him, your love has to be universal. It can't just be for Muslim, your family, you. Your love has, because we're one human family. In our original nature that Allah created us in as humans, we are good by nature. But evil, Allah tests us down here on earth with evil and good. So evil going to test your good nature because Allah says the root of all evil is the love of this material world. So you're going to be tested with evil. When I first moved out here where I'm at, to make it cut it short, in Kernersville, I've been out here about 21 years, my neighbors was calling me, the Caucasian ones, telling the other blacks that I was crazy because just by me trying to practice my faith, seriously. And I didn't argue with him or nothing. I just kept living my life. I just was on the, well, make sure I was on God. They attacked me a few times physically, and had to call the police. And all of this was over the 20-year period. That's stopped about now about 5 years. And now Allah got my neighbors where they come to me. They're not afraid. If they need some money for gas to get to work, I give it to them freely. And I paid one of my neighbors the other night. I had to move some furniture. He quickly came in, didn't mind helping me. I didn't have a lot of money to give him, but he said, I'm grateful for what you're doing, you're giving me. I talked to one of my neighbors the other day. He said he was depressed. He said, but he was from Cuba. He said, but now that I talk to you, I see the way, and I'm not depressed no more, and I know now how to raise my two sons without their mother because she don't want to cooperate. So, neighbor, Prophet Muhammad, if you think about his life, prayers and peace be upon him, even in all that corruption in Mecca, 1,430-something years ago, even though the wicked people couldn't trust nobody, nobody can. It was an evil world. Nobody liked this world. No, the world today is the same. Well, you can't all trust nobody. But Prophet Muhammad, enemies, there was enemies of Islam, they trusted Prophet Muhammad with their wealth, though they hated him and wanted to kill him for Islam, they still entrusted their wealth with him. Now, that says something right there about your neighbors. And Prophet Muhammad, he kept their wealth, and they knew that when they came to get their wealth, every bit of their wealth was going to be there. So Allah gave him the name, what, El Amin, the trusted one, or the trustworthy. And that was a title given to him before he was missioned as the prophet of Almighty Allah. So our neighbors, they should trust us. That's when you know Allah is with you and you're doing your job. Your neighbor should trust you. My doctor told me the other day, he said, I really love you. We've grown over the years. He's a Christian together. He said, one thing I can say about you that I can't say about many people, and that is that you're a truthful man. You don't tell one thing and mean another. You tell things as they are. You know, and Allah says in the Quran, call things by their right name. So I'm not going to call you just because you're Muslim. I'm not going to call you if I see you smoking weed, fornicating, committing adultery. I'm not going to call you a mukmin. You're still a Muslim because you're Muslim by your original nature. But you have gone astray, and in the state that you're in, you're a munafiqun, you're a hypocrite. So I'm going to call you by what Allah say call you. And the most important, and my conclusion about that, is your neighbors need to see you doing things to try to make the neighborhood better. And you ain't got to do a lot of talking. Most of how you make your neighborhood better, just doing good, being a good person. If you see some paper on the ground need to be thrown in the dumpster, pick it up. Don't wait. If the neighbors don't do it, you don't do it. You're supposed to do it. Prophet Muhammad said, charity is not just giving money, but he said a smile is charity. Picking up something that might hurt somebody in the road, that's charity. So it's so many ways to do charity in your neighborhood where your neighbors will recognize you as a man or woman of true faith in Allah. And I was saying to my neighbor yesterday, since I've been out here 21 years, I've seen a lot of drug activity and a lot of black African-Americans and Caucasians fighting each other like cats and dogs. And I mean, you know, I've seen all of that stuff in 21 years. But guess what? Now you don't even see it. They move as fast as they come in here, just as fast they get out of here. Why? Because it's too much peace. Allah got his salam, his peace in me because I'm trying to be a good neighbor, a godly neighbor, and I'm trying to live a life of striving for moral excellence. I'm through.
Alhamdulillah. Imam Shaheed Shabbat, teaching strong. Teaching strong today on signs of the hour. And that's just how I think of it. Just name so many incidents of, and see what's going on that we know is unusual and out of the natural order of things that we are used to seeing. And that we have a tendency to ask questions, why? Why is this? Why is it happening? Why are things so corrupt nowadays? And as the man says, the neighbor, how do we treat our neighbor? We treat our neighbor like we would want to be treated ourselves, as though they are a part of our family. I remember when we were coming up, it was emphasized we had to treat our neighbors right. If a neighbor called and asked if we had maybe some eggs or something to borrow, just anything about a cup of sugar, and if we didn't have that, we didn't say no. We said, no, we don't. We'll check and see. Maybe so-and-so has. And we would call around in the neighborhood to find out somebody had those eggs, like sugar, for this person that wanted it. And when we did, we let them know. So this is how we help. Most people, I'm sorry, I don't have anything nowadays. They don't even try to help you. They don't even try to suggest someone else in life. They don't even call to see if somebody else in the neighborhood. In fact, they don't know their neighbors in the neighborhood like we did. We were like one big family. So you can see how times have changed. Even where I used to live, crime is so bad. Now, we didn't know what crime was at one time. Killing and robbing and all, raping and all that. We could keep our doors open all night. We didn't have to worry about anything. So in just a little while, you know, we're still young, just a few years, all of this has changed. Nothing but corruption everywhere. Yes, and we had children. When our children went to the store, they took their neighbor to see, especially if the neighbor was a single sister, older sister living by herself. They checked to see if we are meat cutting, a grass meat cutting, as you said. These are ways to pick up when we clean our yard, we look over in our neighbor's yard, there's paper and things all over her yard, we go over there and pick it up too. This is how we help our neighbors to become a community family. We work together to help each other to live a better life, and we keep our neighborhood good and clean. This is how we work, and this is what we have to bring back. You don't see any more of that. People pass by, look at the person sitting on the doorstep next door, and don't even speak. So we want to be mindful. It's very important. In fact, we're taught in the Quran, you know, about the deed. We get good deed every time we treat someone else good or do a good deed. Allah blesses us with good deed. Sometimes it's more than what we've done. So we want those extra blessings. We need those good deeds. And for some good deeds, he raises the bad deeds we've done. So we have to see the importance of being good, doing good, reaching out to help our fellow man. Thank you, Imam Shaheed Shabbat. I see this board is built up here. Let's and like to come in.
You said I'm breaking up, sister.
336. I'm sorry. 336. 762-2858.
Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum assalam. Rahmatullahi barakat. Man, this is a powerful topic. I was really moved by Brother Shaheed's last comment, as well as Brother Kareem speaking about the signs of the hour, you know, and the weather and all the natural events that are taking place. And it reminds me of what's happening in Hawaii right now with the volcano. You know, people are living, you know, in luxury and, you know, things of this nature, and they forget that they don't have power over these natural events. This is the power of Allah, you know, that Allah shows that He is the provider, that He is the Lord of all the worlds, you know, and these are signs that people need to recognize. You know, Brother Imam Shaheed spoke about the angel of death. It reminds me of a hadith from one of the scholars, not from Prophet Muhammad, but it's pointed. And myself and the Imam spoke about it a while back. It's about the angel of death. And the hadith goes that the angel of death came to take the soul of a man, and the man complained that the angel of death didn't give him any warning that he was coming. And he said, even in this lifetime, you know, when you do something wrong, you try it in the court, and, you know, and you, before you're sentenced and everything. He said, you just showed up to take my life, and now it's over. And the angel of death says, no, I did give you warning. I told you I was coming. And the man disputed with him and told him no. So the angel of death reminded him. He said, yes, I've been telling you I was coming for a long time. He said, there was a time when you had a head full of hair. Now your hairline is receding. There was a time when you had good eyesight, and now you're going blind. There was a time you had good hearing, and now it's hard to hear. There was a time when you had a strong back, and now you're bent over and can't support your own weight. All of those are signs to let you know that I was on my way. And, you know, it's very pointed, and, you know, it fits the topic. You know, Allah says in Quran, in Surah 56, I believe, Waqiyah, the event, you know, he says, when the event befalls the people, and there could be no denying of the befall, bringing those who were into hell and exalting those who were into paradise, when the earth will be shaken with a terrible shaking and the mountains will be powdered like dust so that they will become floating dust particles, and you all will be in there in three groups. So here is the signs that Allah is speaking about the events of the earth, you know, that we need to take heed to, you know, in pure extreme. There's another thing that you spoke about, and Brother Kareem spoke about doing good deeds, and reminds me of something else. One of these our beloved scholars said that him and his friend was walking in the mall, and he was going up the escalator, and there was an elderly white lady standing at the foot of the escalator, and the two Muslims passed by and went up the escalator, and when they got to the top, one of the brothers turned around and looked down the escalator and saw that the elderly lady was still standing at the foot of the stairs. He excused himself from the Muslim and went down the down escalator and asked the lady if she needed to go up the escalator, and he helped her up the escalator. And when he finished that task of charity, the Muslim friend of his said to him, why did you do that? She's not Muslim. And he told his Muslim friend that, I know. He said, I'm Muslim. And so that was a very pointed meaning, you know, with good deeds. You know, we live this life where we got all kinds of insurance policies on our homes and cars and smoke detectors and fire extinguishers to put out the fires. We try to safeguard ourselves in this lifetime. But what kind of protection are we putting on ourselves to combat these signs of the hour and to protect ourselves on the day of resurrection? And with that, I sign off. Assalamu alaikum.
All right. Walaikum assalam. Very beautiful, brother. I really enjoyed that, and the expression of it and the clarity of it and the thought-provokingness of it, because it was very thought-provoking as you was talking. So thank you very much. Give way to the co-host now.
Thank you, Imam Shabazz. We do have, again, some more guests that we would like to hear comment from, and I'm going to call the 336-972-2769. Do you have any more comments, brother, at this time, a question to ask?
Yes, sir.
Assalamu alaikum. Can you hear me?
Oh, assalamu alaikum. I'm sorry. I had the mute button pushed. actually, no questions at the time, so I'm just really enjoying listening to Brother Imam and the others share their viewpoints and knowledge on the topic. Thank you for the offer, but at this time, I have no questions or comments. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Thank you, brother. We have now. And this one, I don't think we've called this person yet. Oh, yes, we did, too. This is one of our main ones. It's a 336-409-0792.
Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It's Brother Abdul Kareem again from Winston-Salem. Alhamdulillah. So even though I heard that hadith many times, Imam, about start with that neighbor first, it sent a special chill, you know, when you hear it, because when you say pointed, it's pointed directly at you as a Muslim. It's, you know, did your community get better or did your community get worse since you got to your community? You know, are you adding to the corruption in your community or are you adding to the good in your community? And for whatever reason, when Allah chose that community and asked the angel, are there any believers in there? And he said, yes. And, you know, they don't do anything for their neighbor. He said, start with him. And that's one of the scary, mashallah. I mean, it's a scary reminder. I mean, he's saying, start with him. Start with the believer because he's there. He has all this information about what pleases me, and he's not sharing any of it with his neighbors. Then start with him. I mean, we are messengers to each other. We have to, remind each other of the good, forbid each other of the evil. You know, we're not bringing anything new to Islam. We're not saying we're a messenger of Allah, but we're messengers to each other. And we have knowledge as believers, as people who read the Quran, as people who read Hadith. We have knowledge that maybe our neighbors may not have. And even though we may not always want to, you know, share that information, you know, we can share it in the good behavior that we have. And if we believe in the end days and for Allah, whenever he mentions something often or whenever something is mentioned often, it raises the importance of that thing. And many, many hadiths say, if you believe in Allah and the last day, which is as curt a reminder as we get, and then for Allah, you know, or for the hadith to go right into our neighbors and our importance to how we treat our neighbors, I think that's just, you know, I mean, I definitely obviously believe in the last day. I definitely fear that last day. I definitely don't think I'm prepared for that last day. But if Allah and through his messenger, if Allah says to me that we better make this community good or we better give some of what we know to our neighbor, then by all means, we have that responsibility on us to give something to our neighbor. And it may not be that we're all scholars. It may not be that we all have a lot of information on Islam, but, you know, you don't have to be a scholar in order to be kind, like the sister said, to your neighbor, in order for your neighbor to feel comfortable asking you for milk or eggs or sugar or something like that. Your neighbor shouldn't fear you, shouldn't be like, don't ask that crazy guy over there. When Imam Shaheed first got there, they might have thought you were crazy 20 years ago, probably because you had to defend yourself or keep, you know, protect yourself from them. So you wanted them to know I'm no pushover. But you can't have that attitude after 20 years where all of them are just scared and afraid of you. They have to be able to come to you and say, hey, I can't get to work. I need a few dollars to get to work, or I need a ride up the road. And my car is broke down. Are you going up the road? If your neighbor doesn't feel comfortable with you, you know, then that's a big deal. And the fact that it's connected to the last day almost as much as when Allah says, fear me and be kind to your parents. Fear me and be good to your parents. That's said often in Quran also. So when those things are said in Hadith so often, right back, like an important topic, like the last day, which scares the pants out of all of us, and then be kind to your neighbor, be hospitable, don't speak poorly or say bad things. If you don't have anything good to say, keep your mouth shut. When Allah says, fear me and be good to your parents, fear me and be good to your mother, fear me and be good to your father, these things are not something that a Muslim should take lightly. We should look into our lives and say, okay, how could we participate? Bilal, and this is the last thing I'll say before I turn it back over. Bilal, who was one of the, one of the first Sahaba of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said all he knew was Ahad. They used to try to beat the Islam out of him, like they did to a lot of our brothers and sisters when they brought us over here on slave ships. They tried
That's right.
to beat the Islam out of him. And Bilal used to say, Ahad, Ahad. One time, Umar, may Allah be pleased with him, asked Abu Bakr, why did he say that? He said, I knew it used to upset him, and that's all I knew about Islam. I didn't know a whole lot. I just knew that Allah is one, that God is one. There's no multiple gods. God is not the sun. God is not the moon tonight. God is not the stars. God is not fire. There's one God, and he created every single thing you could see, and that's all the da'wah that he knew. Abu Bakr, all the da'wah that he knew was that the Prophet was the messenger of Allah, and he went and got other Sahabas and brought them to al-Islam. So no matter how little you know, make sure your neighbors are not afraid of you. Make sure your neighbors care about you. Alhamdulillah, that's all I need to say.
Thank you very much. It was well said and well put. Plain, right down to earth, where everybody can understand that, even the youngsters, children, because our basic nature is good, and our basic nature is wanting for your brother the good that you want for yourself. In fact, we're taught that you're not a true mu'min, believer, until you want, like Imam said yesterday, for your brother what you want for yourself. All these Muslims suffering. And you talk about charity, but charity is not a word to be talked about. It's an action that is continuous. Allah always given us charity. And like the Imam said, if you don't show mercy to your neighbors or others, Allah stops showing mercy to you. We are all one, people. And just because some haven't came back to their original nature, which is Islam, al-Islam, our job, the Prophet Muhammad said, if you see your brother in the wrong, talking about mankind, don't condemn them, but just call them back to the right. And there's different ways you can do that. Like the brother and the sister said, just smile. I mean, treat them good. You'd be surprised how just good treatment of people, a smile. And I'm and always have manners. How you doing? Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Out here, the Caucasians hold the door for me. I hold the door for them. The Spanish do that. We work, the whole city out here, we're working as a community today. And this is a good community out here now. And one Muslim brother seen me yesterday, and he asked me, he was from Saudi Arabia somewhere. He said, it's no mosque out there. I said, I might be the only one to establish one. But then Allah revealed to me, you don't need a mosque, you are the mosque. You already spreading this by the way you live. You understand? See, Islam is not a ritualistic religion. Islam is a way of life. So Allah says in the Quran also that the whole earth is his masjid. So you do good wherever you are. You know what? People were attracted, and that's why we got a world today to Prophet Muhammad because of his conduct. You know, it was one lady, with what time we got our shortened, she had an aversion. She was a Jew lady to Prophet Muhammad and Islam. And she used to throw things out the window on him, spit on him, even urine and throw that out the window on him. And, just humanly speaking, if we think out of our human will and not Allah's will, you would think most of us would say, I'm a killer, or I'm a get her back. Prophet Muhammad did not do that. He kept going by there. And one day, nothing didn't happen. He didn't see nothing thrown at him or hear nobody hollering, cursing him. And he asked the people, where was that lady? And he found out that she had taken ill and was in the hospital. Prophet Muhammad went to the hospital to visit the lady, and the lady's heart was so touched and so moved. I think even tears came to her eyes. She took her Shahada right there on her sick bed and became one of the most notable Muslims in the history of Al-Islam. So you see what kindness can do, even if others not treat you kindly. Still treat them with kindness, because nothing, no evil can defeat the power of Allah's goodness and righteousness and justice. No power. No power. But I do want to say this before we go, because it's about the signs of the hour. Listen, my brother, this is so important. The prophet said, the signs of the hour also, from its signs, is the knowledge will decrease, and ignorance will appear so much that people will not even know the obligatory aspects of Islam. Isn't it that? You know we there. And another thing he say about the signs of the hour is that Islam will fade away like the fading of embroidery on a garment. He say this will continue until it will not be known what is fasting, siyam, salat, prayer, pilgrimage, hajj, rites of charity, zakat. He say the book of Allah, the Quran, will be removed during one night, and there will not remain on the face of the earth a single verse of the Quran. He said there will remain a group among the people who will be extremely old, and they will say, we found our fathers adhering to this world, caught up into this world, living the life of this world. None has the right to be worshipped but Allah. Therefore, we say as well, that's what the hadith says. And then it goes down here and mentions about alcohol, adultery, and murder, and I'm through. It says, the prophet says, describing the signs of the hour, the prophet Muhammad, praise and peace be upon him, said that forbidden things will be taken lightly and prohibitions will be disregarded. Alcohol will be drunk. Fornication and adultery will become widespread, and covetousness, greed, stinginess will be cast into the hearts of people. Murder will increase so much that the murderer will not know why he committed or she committed the murder, and the victim will not know why he or she was murdered. It will then asked by the companions to the Prophet, how would this be, O Messenger of Allah? The Prophet replied, the murder and the murderers will both be in the hellfire. I'm through. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam. I want to remind you, our radio audience, that you are missing the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of the creator. And today's discussion is signs of the hour. A very powerful discussion that we had. Much knowledge that's given out for us to think about. And think about this seriously. It's very serious, the times that we're living in, because it's no joke. And things are not going to get any better. As they say, some call it the day, the judgment. We are already in the judgment. This is the judgment on earth. Not the judgment, but we're still being judged. And we want to be mindful of the fact that we do have angels, and a lot of people don't want to think spiritually. They try to ignore it because they know they have a guilty conscience. Yes, but we have strangers dictating. One is recording the good that we're doing and the other the bad. So we want to make sure that our record of good deeds outweigh the record of bad deeds. And we keep working on making our good deeds greater and greater, and praying to Allah that He will remove some of the bad deeds and some of the good deeds, because this is serious. As I said, as the Imam Shabazz teaching us, letting us know, we are just an illusion here. This is not the real life. This is not the real world. This is not our eternal home. We are just passers, a passing through on a journey. And we have a purpose. And that purpose is to purify ourselves, our souls, to be the best in moral conduct, best in spiritual conduct, fast and striving to please Allah. This is our purposes. That's the feeling as we say good deeds, all the good deeds we can accumulate. This is what we should be constantly about. Looking around and surrounding the neighbors, not just the people, the animals. What about them? A lot of them are being neglected. You see an animal that seems to be hurting something, you go and help that poor animal. I remember when we were little also, if a bird fell out of the tree and it was alive, we would bring it in the house and try to see what we could do to help heal that bird so that it could go fly back to its nest or wherever it was. We didn't just pass by until an animal hurt and look at it and keep going. So we have lost our sense of caring, being concerned. And this is what makes us one humanity. This is what makes us one human family. We show care and concern for one another. Let's see now if I have someone else who would like to comment at this time. We have 336 497. Oh, that's yours. Yes, okay. 336-972-2769. We're going back, trying to give each one of our guest speakers a chance to comment. Is there anything else at this time that you would like to say about pertaining to the discussion today? That's 3697769. I'm from Lincoln. Okay, he's not coming right now. So let's go on with Imam Shaheed Shabazz again. Imam Shabazz, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. The next thing that I'm going to talk about the signs of the hour that our Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, said, is he said that afflictions will be upon the believers. He says, whoever does not obey his command and refuses him will be afflicted with hardships. They will be afflicted with droughts, famines, scarcity, deprivation, death of livestock, loss of wealth, lives, and harvest. This is very important because it's happening to Muslims and they're wondering why. And he said all of this will happen by the decree of Allah and Allah's will. Then after all of this, Allah will remove his abilities to do these things. And he will not be able to kill that man whom he had resurrected after he had killed him, nor anyone else. Allah will test his servants with him towards the end of time. Allah will misguide many people by him and guide many others by him as well. The people who have doubt will disbelieve, and those who believe will increase in faith. So I hope that in saying this, I'll elaborate just briefly. What it is really saying is that Allah saying that, most Muslims now, they're comfortable with this world. But what the prophet say is that in the last days, Allah will bring these afflictions on the Muslim Ummah. And the Imam talked about the killings and all. This is why. Allah said that it would happen. The pens are lifted and the pages are dry. Everything has been preordained. It's been ordained. He said afflictions will come upon the mu'minun, the believers. Whoever does not obey Allah's commands and refuses Allah will be afflicted with hardships, droughts, famines, scarcity, and what they have to survive with, deprivation. They will death of livestock, loss of wealth, lives, and harvest. So we just wanted to say that part because we see this. And the Imam gave a beautiful khutbah about generosity and giving. Allah says two things. They're very simple. Allah say in order to worship and serve him, we must strive for his righteousness. We must follow up a bad deed with a good deed, and it will wipe the good deed will wipe out the bad deed. And he say, behave well towards people. That's simple. That's Islam too, and that's what basically my Islam has been, is of trying to follow up a bad deed with a good deed, keeping your heart in repentance, and doing good towards the people. You know, doing good towards the people. And like the ma'am said, don't you can't talk charity. Charity is an act of giving of yourself and everything you got. Allah says in the Quran that he have purchased, that means buy, like you buy something at the store. He said he have purchased of the believers, not Muslim, believers, of our person, that is ourself, and everything, our goods, everything he give us and trust us with. He said he have bought it from us, and we sold it to him. And he said our reward in return is the garden of paradise. He didn't say our reward in return was another $1 million. Or more money, a wife, or husband. Say, y'all, your reward is the garden of paradise with him and his eternity in the hereafter. So Allah said on the day of resurrection and judgment, when he judged us, he said it's going to be to all people, just like this world, and we were never here, and this world was always there. The hereafter was always here. That's really how it is, people, because everything we're looking at, even including ourselves, is an illusion, just a test. Nothing is real in the creation. Only the one, the only reality is the Creator, and you can't see Him. So all that you can see is a test. It's an illusion. It's a test. Test your faith to see if you're gonna believe in what you see, or believe in the unseen. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam. You are listening again to the podcast, The Out of the Sister. We come on every Sunday at 12 noon. We have a number that you call it. You dial that number and you can come on the show and join us. You can ask questions, give comments, or just be a guest speaker yourself. Have a particular subject that you want to speak on, let us know. Call us. We will have a number that we can give for you to call, and that number is 336-497-8734. Let Imam Shabbat that you might come on as a guest speaker with a particular subject that you would like to speak to the audience with. And we'll be glad to have you as a guest speaker that Sunday. Yes, we want you to join us. This is your show. So feel free to discuss, to ask questions, and be a part of the show. I'm looking at the time now, and I think we have maybe about 2 minutes to go. So at this time, we'll have Imam Shahid Shabazz again say maybe a word or two and close the show with our prayer. A lot.
Well, I would like to say, first of all, Allah says, as one brother said, the judgment draws nearer and nearer. And he said the hour of judgment is very close. He says, so prepare yourself for the judgment by remembering death all the time and being prepared. Prepare, stay prepared for death at all times. And he said the wisest person, the smartest person is the one who remembers death all the time. And the wisest person is the one who is best ready or prepared for death at all times. Allah says this, and I pray, it is a prayer. He says, if you don't want to meet him on the day of judgment, he don't want to meet you either. And he said, if you want to meet him, he want to meet you. Okay? I would like to say Allah is God. There is no creator but Allah. Allah is the only one worthy of our worship or praise. Allah is the eternal, the absolute. He have no beginning, no ending. He have no dependence on anything in his creation, but his creation depend on him for everything. There's none like unto Allah in the heavens and on earth. Allah have no partners, no associates, no family, human family. Allah is above all comprehension, yet he's acquainted with all things. We pray that he will bless us this month to come out better than we went in. We pray today that he forgive us of anything we might have said that wasn't in accord with his will. It wasn't our intention. We ask his forgiveness and his mercy to always help us to live the life that he blessed Prophet Muhammad to live as a martyr for all Muslims and, in essence, all people through the Muslims. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Thank you, and join us again next Sunday, same time, for Imam Shahid Shabazz, The Reality of the Creator. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.